Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we are in Amos chapter 6. We'll listen to our guest reader, Roy Hansky, read the last judgment oracle in the book of Amos. Roy is the co-host of the Breakfast Table Show on KPOF 910 AM, The Point of Faith, here in Denver. Let's listen to Roy Hansky read Amos chapter 6.
Amos chapter 6. Woe to you who are complacent in Zion, and to you who feel secure on Mount Samaria, you notable men of the foremost nation to whom the people of Israel come. Go to Calna and look at it. Go from there to great Hamath, and then go down to Gath in Philistia. Are they better off than you two kingdoms? Is their land larger than yours? You put off the day of disaster and bring near a reign of terror. You lie on beds adorned with ivory and lounge on your couches. You dine on choice lambs and fattened calves. You strum away on your harps like David and improvise on musical instruments. You drink wine by the bowlful and use the finest lotions. But you do not grieve over the ruin of Joseph. Therefore you will be among the first to go into exile. Your feasting and lounging will end. The Sovereign Lord has sworn by himself. The Lord God Almighty declares, I abhor the pride of Jacob and detest his fortresses. I will deliver up the city and everything in it. If 10 people are left in one house, they too will die. And if the relative who comes to carry the bodies out of the house to burn them asks anyone who might be hiding there, is anyone else with you? And he says, no, then he will go on to say, hush, we must not mention the name of the Lord. For the Lord has given the command, and he will smash the great house into pieces and the small house into bits. Do horses run on the rocky crags? Does one plow the sea with oxen? But you have turned justice into poison, and the fruit of righteousness into bitterness. You who rejoice in the conquest of Lo Debar, and say, did we not take Karim by our own strength? For the Lord God Almighty declares, I will stir up a nation against you, Israel, that will oppress you all the way from Lebo Hamath to the valley of Arabah.
We are using my journals from 1997 when I was 42 years old, 2004 when I was 49 years old, and 2011 when I was 56 years old, 7 years apart each. I vary my Bible reading each year, so in 1997 I was reading only the Old Testament, in 2004 I read the Bible chronologically, and in 2011 I read the whole Bible. So in 1997, when reading just the Old Testament, I read Amos chapters 4 through 6 on the same day. I made notes on chapters 4 and 5, but I didn't make any notes on Amos 6. 7 years later, in 2004, when I was reading the Bible chronologically, I was reading Amos chapters 5 through 9 on the same day with some passages out of 2 Kings. I didn't make any notes on anything but chapter 8, which I'll share in a later recording. And in 2011, I was reading the whole Bible, so that means you read Old Testament passages each day and New Testament passages each day. So on this day, I read Amos chapters 4 through 6 and Revelation 6. Concerning Amos 6, I wrote, those who are at ease, who think everything is fine, shall be the first to suffer God's wrath, and I was referring to verses 1 through 7. Chapter 6 begins with a woe. Woe to those who are at ease in Zion and to those who feel secure on the mountain of Samaria. So Zion is referring to Jerusalem, the capital of Judah, and Samaria is the capital of Israel. The problem here in chapter 6 is that Judah and Israel think they're better than the nations around them. Look at verse 2. Are you better than these kingdoms? Israel and Judah were comparing themselves to others. We do the same, don't we? How do we do that today? Well, we say, well, I haven't done what so-and-so has done, or I'm not as bad as so-and-so. And comparing ourselves with others, or having pride or arrogance, is not pleasing in God's sight. So let's use caution when we start comparing ourselves to others. The next woe from Amos starts in verse 6. Woe to those who lie on beds of ivory and stretch themselves out on their couches and eat lambs from the flock and calves from the midst of the stall, who sing idle songs to the sound of the harp and, like David, invent for themselves instruments of music, who drink wine in bowls and anoint themselves with the finest oils. This woe is to those who are comfortable, those who kind of have it made, those who have disregard for what's going on around them because their life is okay, their life is easy. This is also a warning to us today. Most of you listening to this recording are probably just fine. You probably have what you need in life. You're comfortable. You're cruising along through life just fine. But do you care about the things of God? Is your attention on yourself and your comfort, or is your attention on kingdom building for the Lord Jesus Christ? Let's see what Amos has to say about these people with this attitude. Verse 7. Therefore they shall now be the first of those who go into exile, and the revelry of those who stretch themselves out shall pass away. In other words, God's judgment is coming on those who have disregard for others or who are too comfortable to care about what God cares about. Verse 8 continues this judgment. The Lord God has sworn by himself, declares the Lord, the God of hosts, I abhor the pride of Jacob and hate his strongholds, and I will deliver up the city and all that is in it. Now, I'm always concerned when I see the word hate and God in the same sentence. But God does hate. He says it right here. He hates Israel's strongholds. He abhors the pride of Jacob. These strong emotional words about God can relate to us today. Those of us who are just living life, we're comfortable, we're doing whatever we want. We're just kind of frolicking through life without any regard, again, to what God wants from us or what he's trying to do here on earth. He is the one that gives us life, and yet we take him for granted. So our careless, carefree attitude about life could cause God's strong emotions against us as well. Amos is warning his listeners there and us today that God is not pleased with this kind of behavior, and he will judge. Of those he is referring to here, none will be left. All will be judged by God. So what's our application today from this chapter? It is to heed the warning of Amos and these two woes we see in chapter 6. Again, the first warning is for those who are at ease, those who feel secure, those who think they're better than those around them. Be careful. God is not pleased with that kind of an attitude. And the second is like it, for those who are living high on the hog, who are just going through life the way they want, that God is not pleased. And in both instances, he's watching, and he will judge. So what can we do? We can confess those kind of attitudes to the Lord. We can also set aside our pride and thank the Lord for his goodness to us, his mercy for us, his love for us, all the gifts that he has so that we can enjoy life, but give him the credit due his name. So let's do that as we close this chapter in prayer. Father, we thank you that you, through Amos, warned the people then, and through Amos today, you warn us as well. Forgive us, Lord, if we have an attitude of pride or arrogance, and forgive us if we have taken the credit for our comfort, our security, our life of ease. And Lord, forgive us if we're not in tune with what you are doing in our world around us. Maybe you want us to do something for you and not just for ourselves as we live this thing called life. If so, Lord, reveal that to us today as we ponder these things. And Lord, we thank you that yes, you are a God of judgment, but you are also always a God of reconciliation. You always give us a chance to come back to you. And we do that today. In Jesus' name, amen.